come shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
We are so excited to have in our studio today the stars of On Your Feet, the national touring production, Mauricio Martinez, Christy Pradas. They play Emilio and Gloria Estefan. Welcome to our studios.
Thank you for having us.
We're excited.
And our producer extraordinaire, David Miranda, sometimes co-host of WGN Radio. David
Miranda. And you nailed it on my name, by the way. You nailed it.
Did I say it okay?
Are you fluent in Spanish?
No.
Because usually they say Mauricio Martinez.
Mauricio Martinez.
You said Mauricio Martinez. I love it.
You like it?
I think Andrea was Latina in her past life. Yeah. That's
a good past life. It's the Greek in me. I grew up with a very Greek family, and I was always getting yelled at in Greek, so I think it was easy to pick up languages.
That's a good...
Welcome, first of all. I'm so excited. This is, and I can't wait to see your touring production of On Your Feet, because I saw the first time when it came to Chicago, and you telling me, Chrissy, it's so different now. It's different from the first time.
Yeah, it's a different structure. The story is obviously the same in the writing and everything, but the way they went about it, it was kind of, we heard a lot of stories about the rehearsal process and the preview process, and it was like they had rehearsal, this show had rehearsal like 6 hours during the day, and then the show at night was completely different. Then the next day they changed things. Then that night the show was totally different. So they really polished it right before Broadway. They polished the story to something that you're going to see and you're going to be like, I don't remember this well because it's kind of changed a little bit.
Since we're different people and it was 2 years on Broadway, I mean, the story is the same, the choreography is the same. Of course, it's the same, but...
Yeah. The songs.
They're, of course, but even in the songs, there's like some of them have key change and stuff. Like they tailored it now to our capacities and capabilities, and that's nice.
When I came home, I downloaded all the songs again because I thought, okay, this is what I grew up with, Gloria Estefan, Miami Sound Machine, and I went, oh my gosh. And then I downloaded, the songs from the production too, because you just nail it. I mean, did you have Gloria and Emilio say to you they were blown away by your sounds?
I joined the cast on Broadway about maybe like 6 or 7 months after they debuted and everything. So it was definitely like a boot camp going into this, especially being the first cover and then swinging. I covered 7 tracks in the show prior to doing the tour. So it was definitely a boot camp. I would say that especially interpreting Gloria, you definitely don't sound like her in the beginning. I know I didn't. I know that I had to go, luckily we have the Miami Sound Machine, Clay Ostwald, who's our music director now, but luckily we've had them there to kind of be like, this is the sound. And every time I do it, he'd be like, no, you need to do it like this and change up your words and really transform the sound of my voice for this show. So now I can say, okay, I do sound like her, but it's been a process. I mean, it's a totally different sound that I had to kind of maneuver into transforming, and thank God we've had the right team, and Gloria and Emilio have been very involved. And I remember Gloria saying, I don't know what I sound like, but I know what I don't sound like.
That's good.
So Gloria's like, I will know if something is sounding like myself, or if it has the right timing that I do or not. So I really took that into consideration of being like, I want to make sure that this is like how.
What about her coach,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
What about her coach?
She has the same I don't know how to say it. Yeah, that same timber and like a graspy, like it's sexy, but it's it's also
she wants to trademark herself. Why not?
And Christy has it. You know what I mean? Even in the speaking, when I listen to her do the scenes, I go like, wow, you just sound just like her. That's not an easy thing to do.
She and Emilio too, but Gloria is such a powerful woman, and that's how I see you too. Just petite but powerful, not only in your voice but just your character.
Yeah. Yes.
So many things I didn't know that she was. The first Hispanic female to break ground in so many different ways. Right, and there's a part and this isn't giving too much away. But she and Emilio were very true to their music and their sound and their labels, and they weren't going to sell out.
And that's the beauty of them, that they're so proud.
They're
of
so
where
independent
they come
now.
From.
Yeah,
and they're so proud of being Cuban and Latin, and their roots are always there. Like I always say, they have the flag of Cuba here in their forehead, and in their soul, and in their hearts.
You know, they're very vocal about Latino issues, especially the Cubans, Does the play touch upon that? Because I know they've always been against the communism in Cuba. Does the play touch on that?
Well, I mean, it doesn't touch on that, but it does touch about being an immigrant and coming to this country with nothing but your hopes and a suitcase filled with dreams. Gloria came as a baby. He came as a 9-year-old boy. stopped in Madrid. So there's flashbacks about that.
I love
but
how
it's really
I love
not
you,
political, but it's yeah. really more inspiring.
Yeah.
And I think that it's beautifully written by Alex de Nilaris, who won the Oscar for Birdman.
Right.
So he sat down with them, and they just basically told them their story. And he tailored it in such a beautiful way that we go back and forth, flashback to Cuba, flashback right. to Madrid in the airport, and then
yes. when,
and then the story does go on as they meet in Miami, and
yeah.
then they couldn't make a the record label make them record in English, and
it's interspersed beautifully because
yeah.
you touch on okay, of course, the career of two superstars, Emilio yeah. and Gloria, and the music, but then there's also the father daughter relationship, which
absolutely.
Oh, the first scene just drove
beautiful.
Me to tears. It's so beautiful and so powerful.
Yeah.
And then it's a love story, too.
It's a beautiful love story.
It definitely
story.
Touches on a lot of emotions yeah. for everything from, like, the family aspect of it and the drama that we all probably go through as far as, you know, dealing with family members to falling in love to tribulations as far as obstacles, like,
sure.
without saying too much, to staying persistent. And it just really, I think it's a lot more than what people expect coming into the show. They think it's like a jukebox musical.
Yeah.
And
oh,
when they leave,
right.
When they leave, it's just so much deeper and it hits so much harder, which I love that. I love when
I love
they
that
come
too.
In expecting something different.
Yes.
And then they leave and they're like, this was way more.
Even me, when I was in Mexico and I was flown into audition a year and a half ago
okay.
from Mexico. And I expected it to be a different thing.
Are you Mexican?
You know? I'm from Mexico. Yeah. From Monterrey,
oh.
Mexico.
Yeah. Oh, paisano.
Paisano.
Yeah, Guadalupe Nuevo León.
Eso.
Yeah.
We're everywhere. I
we're from the
it.
Same.
Do you have a mariachi? Let's bring out the tequila.
Oh, that's David always says that too.
I love
with
it.
With everything.
Let's
everything
bring out the mariachi.
Bring out that tequila.
I always say they imported me like guacamole and tequila.
Hey, that's but. Amazing that you're portraying a Cuban now.
Yeah.
Que cosa más grande, caballero.
Que cosa más grande, pero ya tengo el acento, ya tú sabes.
Oh, damn. Look at you. You're practicing, you perfected
it. So when I went to see the show a day before my audition, this was in the summer of 2016, I remember, and I was just thinking to myself, this is probably going to be like Mamma Mia or Saturday
yeah.
Night Fever or like, you know, a jukebox feel-good musical,
uh-huh.
you know? And I was blown away. Of course, I knew I was auditioning the next day to play Emilio.
Yeah.
But
is it hard to audition for... Emilio and for Gloria?
Well, it was nerve-wracking.
Was it a little bit?
I didn't know they were going to be there. We were at
the
casting week.
God,
and the casting director,
right.
who's a dear friend now, I love him.
Oh, surprise.
His name is Justin Huff, and he's great.
Yeah.
And he believed in me, and he found me. Like, he really found me. He did his job, because nobody knew me in America other than Hispanic television.
Well, that's not totally true, because
viewers.
You both are, I know you both are Netflix stars, too, with El Vato and Orange is the New Black. I know people, no, I know if Netflix is so huge right now, I'm sure you
that's
get recognized.
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely.
You do, right? You get recognized
absolutely.
From that a lot?
It was a one-episode feature on Orange
yeah, but that has such a cult
yeah.
following. I waited for every episode of Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, it was crazy because
yeah.
I thought that, you know, one episode, you're like, all
yeah.
right, great. But when people, I forget that people see Orange
it's
is the New Black.
The
like,
beauty,
Black.
And the beauty
oh, yeah.
about Netflix
yeah.
is
yeah.
that I used to do a lot of telenovelas in Mexico, and they
uh-huh.
would air in Univision or Telemundo.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you get recognized in big cities like Chicago,
sure.
New York, LA, and you get recognized by the Spanish-speaking people. But I wasn't known here in America, you know? I had a
mm-hmm.
Spanish career. So when I got there to New York, and the casting director was like, oh, there's Jerry Mitchell, who's the director. And I'm
sure.
like, of course, I'm a Broadway freak, so I knew who he was.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, there he is. Sergio Trujillo, the choreographer, and I'm like... I just swallowed. I'm like, okay, they're there. Alex de Nilaris, who wrote the script, and I did my homework because I'm a freak.
No,
and,
you're not.
I knew that he had won the Oscar for Birdman,
yeah.
who's it's a Mexican film, and I was like. So excited and nervous, and then oh, by the way, and Gloria and Emilio are there. Break
oh,
a leg, and
no,
he literally pushed me. Like he literally
for you too,
pushed
nervous.
Me inside the room, and
you
I was like,
"You too."
Yeah, I went through like a different kind of process because I actually went in. This is the story of my life. I went in for to become part of the ensemble, one of the dancers.
Okay,
and then when I went in, it was with our director Jerry Mitchell and everything, and I kept getting the callbacks with Sergio. And then when we sat down, I already knew all of Gloria's music, so I sang Mi Tierra. And I remember Jerry just being like, I want to give you the Gloria packet.
Right.
And I was like,
oh.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's
like,
right.
And I was like, okay. So then I remember it was like a few months of just like kind of, I was doing West Side Story in Miami, and I stayed doing shows. And then I remember they called me back in May. It's going to be 2 years now. In May, To come back and audition in front of the entire team. So wow. It was like Gloria and Emilio and Jerry and Sergio and all of our producers and Andy, our assistant director. And it was very nerve-wracking, but at the same time, it was just like it hit so close to home for me that I was just like, if there's any place that I need to be right now, it's definitely in that room with those people.
Talk about perfect timing, right, Andrea?
Oh my God, it's so true.
We actually met. She made her Broadway debut a couple of months later, and then I didn't join the show until a year later. I went back to Mexico, did another thing, like did another
show. And then
your
paths crossed again?
And then a year later, I debuted on Broadway. But a summer before, when she had just gone on as Gloria, because she was covering the role and doing all the tracks, but she went on as Gloria her first or second day.
Her
parents were in town, I remember. We have a very dear friend who played Gloria Fajardo, her mother, Gloria's mother, on Broadway. And she invited us to dinner, and she introduced us.
We had no idea.
We didn't even know each other.
Right, and now you're in. Now you're
family.
And
we were talking about like, oh, well, I just made my Broadway debut, and they were talking about the tour, and she asked me, literally Christy asked me, would you do the tour? And I was like, I haven't thought about it, but
And then 2 seconds later, he says yes.
And then 10 months later, we're like rehearsing the tour. Like,
so cool. Now, has your family, let's talk about your local connection here too. And is your family completely, you know, taken
Chicago
him as your
home? Like, my parents came from Cuba in 1970. They actually met in Proviso East High School. They grew up in Melrose Park, which is one of the suburbs here, correct?
Oh, yeah. And, a little west,
Proviso East. And they did their associates in Triton College. My mom went to Northwestern to do her bachelor's. So this hits home. I still have so many family members. They grew up here. They got married in 1980 here, and they moved to Miami in 85, but they lived here a good chunk of their lives. They learned English here. I remember my parents being like, we were in ESOL, like the ESOL class that they would call it in Proviso East, and
which
it was
is
just
English
Spanish.
Is your second language?
Yeah.
ESL.
It wasn't even their second language. They were like, I don't
ESL,
know what to.
Yeah.
I just made that up.
They speak better probably than most of us. Yeah.
It's true. So they learned English there. And I remember my mom always being like, I refused. Because, you know, you come from this totally.
Sure.
You come to this foreign country and they were just like, I refuse to do this, and you want to like keep your culture and everything. But they learned English there. They met. I think my dad was always like picking on her in high school, and they ended up dating at 14, 16.
It's one of those type of relationships where at high school you hate each other, and then all of a sudden
all
you fall
sudden.
In love.
Yeah, sure.
Well, like she had a. It was so funny because she was always like, I have a boyfriend. He was Mexican.
Oh.
My mom's first boyfriend is Mexican.
Her mother has good taste. Uh-oh. She dated a Mexican.
Whatever.
Especially from Monterrey.
Tiene buen gusto, Gertrude. Tiene muy buen gusto.
Like, he has good taste.
Yeah, he had a girlfriend, and she's like, I have a boyfriend. He's like, yeah, okay, whatever. He's like, this
not
is
not anymore.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, they have a totally, they grew up here, and they Americanized themselves here before going to Miami. So we definitely, I'm so excited to see my family members. My godfather lives here, my aunts and uncles, my cousins.
Did you say I only have a limited number of tickets for opening night?
Well, yeah.
Are they knocking down your door?
The good thing about it is that I think everybody in our families, and I would say yours too, are aware how big our families are, so
right.
I don't think they even
just,
don't
they'll spread
even
it out
anymore.
It's a couple week run, right?
I just had in San Antonio over 74.
Oh God!
How do you guys do it not to get sick from city to city? It's hot,
it's
cold, hot,
it's
warm,
hours,
humid,
and it's 4 hours away from Monterrey, Mexico, which is my hometown. So my parents, like my family, hadn't seen me other than my Broadway, my sister and my mom on Broadway. So I had over 70 family members, including.
You
my
filled
dad's
it up.
Old. Yeah, it
oh
was
my God.
Beautiful,
mark that down,
but
Kaylee.
Overwhelming,
Kaylee,
but
no, they're shaking over here.
They had masks. they made masks with my face on them.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
really?
We died.
Broadway in Chicago, take note.
It was great.
That is so cool. You know, your excitement, your enthusiasm for each other and for the play and for the music is just, it's catching. I mean,
it
it's
hits
nice,
home.
It's nice
know?
That it's on stage and off stage.
And it hits home. Like, I've been interviewed a lot this past month and with Christy as well. And I've always dreamt of being here in this country, being from Mexico and doing Broadway was always my dream, you know? And I couldn't have thought of a better role and a better show to be in and to make my Broadway debut and to tour the country with this message, with this story, playing such an important man that I now love, that I now call a mentor, a friend, who's still alive, who did so much for the music with his wife, and touring the country with a family of Latinos during these times, saying these words, sharing this music, being an immigrant. I'm on a work visa. Like, it's my story too, you know what I mean? It's not like being
you can relate totally.
I could have done any other show, like, and you name it, and I would love to do it in the future. Of course I want to play so many roles, but this one right now, I think roles find you. You know, it's perfect. And shows find you when you're ready to deliver the message.
Yeah. And I think Gloria and Emilio
found Christy and myself right now during this moment.
Yeah.
At this age, in this year.
We're hearing that they're going to be at every performance in Chicago. So you
can. But they're here. They're in your heart.
They're in your heart. Well, go see On Your Feet. And I want to ask each of you what you want people seeing this either for the first time or maybe the second time if they saw it before. But what message you want your audience to take away?
I think not just now, but I think it's been long awaited for. I think people need to always remember that America is the United States of America is like the land of possibility. It always has been. I mean, it was built on foundations of dreams, mm-hmm. in my opinion, or in my fact. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think it's for people to come to the show and they're going to be reignited as far as like whatever it is that they want to do in their lives. It doesn't have to be the arts. It could be anything. It could be chasing for papers, chasing for a degree, chasing for anything. I think that this show kind of refuels any person of any age to really believe in themselves and whatever it is that they want to accomplish. I mean, Gloria and Emilio literally achieved the impossible back then, quote unquote. So they persisted, they kept going, and they didn't stop until they achieved it. And I strongly believe that whatever you manifest in the air and into the universe and with God and whatever you want to believe in, I think that it becomes a reality. And I know I've experienced it. He's experienced it. So coming to this show, I think, will kind of give people a new feel for whatever it is that they're trying to achieve in the United States.
You know, a disability didn't even stop her.
No, yeah. Not
disability.
Even
one. Nothing stopped her.
Have a good time. Yeah. You know, the music is amazing. We have five original members of the Miami Sound Machine with us. We have that luxury.
That doesn't happen
in Broadway shows. If you're playing Jersey Boys, like the musicians of those singers are not there with you on stage. We have the real deal. This show is kind of meant to be on the road because Gloria and the Miami Sound Machine were on the road for so long that it's kind of meant and tailored to be on the road. We have over 95% of Latinos. We broke the record. On Your Feet is the number one show on Broadway that has the more Latinos, the most Latinos in the cast.
That's awesome. I think we're almost, so we're like at what, 97?
97%.
We have like two individuals who aren't.
And that's awesome. Beautiful.
And it's completely beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's perfect.
And it's a true
poetic
story. It's inspiring. You're going to cry. You're going to laugh.
Yeah,
you're
going to
identify
gonna
with
dance.
The roles. You're going to dance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're going to conga in the aisle.
Oh,
I know. I can't wait.
We give you permission. Like audience members who go to the theater, there's a certain theater etiquette.
Right.
What I love is that we like push them to break it.
Yes.
They're
like,
so confused. Yeah, they're like, wait, are you looking at me? Like, we break the fourth wall so many times.
And, right.
And it is a Jerry Mitchell and Sergio Trujillo show. So it's bam, bam, bam. Like, it's designed to just,
it doesn't stop.
And I think most of all, you're going to learn to respect the culture, too, because, you know, Gloria and Emilio, like I was telling you a little while ago, they're the voice of Latinos.
Yeah.
Before we get going, Paisano, why are a lot of soap opera talent, a lot of telenovela stars leaving telenovelas these days?
Well, that's a very good question.
Like you.
I think it's television has always reflected, as in my country, the reality of the world we're living.
Right.
I would never judge because I've even been a part of these narco series that are very
famous
trampoline. Now. I think people are getting tired of the old formats of the maid that falls in love with a rich guy and like the same story over and over again or the cartel
refried
shows.
Refried and refried.
Right. Yeah, they're sounds
called,
like our politics.
They're called refried. And
we get tired
I think
of that too.
There's so many new ways of doing television and other projects. Netflix has changed the world, you know. TV stations, not only in Mexico, all over the world, are changing the way they do TV. They write it, you know? So I think we're in the time right now where, thanks to technology and thanks to opportunities, being bilingual, like, there's so many more things that you can do. I could have stayed in Mexico and just do soap operas, you know? And
call it a day.
We're glad you didn't. We're glad you're here.
But that was not my true calling, you know?
No, it's true.
I always wanted to be here and do Broadway. So, I think there's many more adventures to do. You can do so much. You can't put yourself in a little box.
You can't put all your eggs in one basket, basically.
No, I've never done that. I have a recording career. I do films. I do TV. I do concerts. I do Broadway. Like, I've always pushed myself to do many things and not only be like, oh, this is the guy that only does one thing.
Right.
No, like I grew up listening to Barbara Streisand and admiring John Travolta and Gene Kelly.
So he really wants to meet Barbara Streisand. So like,
yeah. I know we're gonna arrange it.
Barbara, can you hear me?
Let's go. Oh my God, we are so glad you guys are here. Thank you for spending time with us, Mauricio Martinez
so
and
thank
Christy Prades. You play Emilio and Gloria Estefan.
I love how you say our names.
I love you. Will you come back and visit us
before
the run is over?
As many times as you can.
We absolutely will. I promise. It's On Your Feet, Cadillac Palace Theater. It runs through April 8th. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Break a leg, guys. Break a leg. Break a leg. Yeah.